This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 2nd. God's word for you today is action. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. And it says, "Then he continued, 'Be strong and courageous, and get to work. Don't be frightened by the size of the task, for the Lord my God is with you. He will not forsake you. He will see to it that everything is finished correctly.'" Today's anchor scripture is David's advice to his son Solomon, and it is God's word to us today. Be strong and courageous and get to work. Do not be frightened by the size of the task. I have had people say to me that it is as if I am not afraid of anything. Some ask, "Do you even know what it is to be afraid?" There are things that actually scare me. Many things. This is confession time. Many of the things that I do for God, the huge, big things, I am afraid of doing them. But I do them anyway. The fact that you're feeling fear does not mean anything. You have to be comfortable with it. As long as you are in the flesh, you will feel fear. It means nothing, absolutely nothing. There are territories that we have taken today that during the process, I was afraid. I say to myself, "This is fear. I am afraid. So what?" Sometimes you have to do some things afraid. David's advice to Solomon was, "Be strong and courageous and get to work. Don't be frightened by the size of the task, for the Lord God is with you. He will not fail or forsake you. He will see to it that everything is finished correctly." 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20. Please read. I want to give you a secret, a huge secret to overcoming fear. Fear does not respond to logic. The challenge is that we try to use logic to get ourselves to places where things will make sense, and we can reason fear out of our lives. Fear does not respond to logic. In fact, it seems that the more logical you are, the more afraid you will become. Fear does not respond to complaints. You can grumble from now until tomorrow. There is only one thing that fear responds to, and that is action. Are you afraid of it? Take the step. Make the move. What are you afraid of today? One of the things that has robbed Christians of territories that God has for them is this phrase, "I don't feel peace." What does that mean? How can you feel peace in fear? You cannot. On this side of the door, you are not supposed to feel peace. Believe me. It is when you have crossed to the other side that you will have peace. Does God give us peace? Of course, He does. But when you are about to make a major decision and you are in the crunch, anyone that says that they are always peaceful is lying. That has not been my experience. I have spoken to great men. I have sat under great men. That has not been the experience either. Except the things that you have been tackling are small. You have to do many things afraid. Let us pray. Father, I receive the grace to act in spite of the fear I feel. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.